Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes you have to speak victory to.
Good morning, good morning. And I am encouraged this morning. Welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad you have stopped by today. We have an exciting show today before you. But before we start, let's have a few moments of prayer. Lord, grant that I plant more deeply in your word. May I be refreshed and nourished, that my life will be fruitful, that I may glorify you today, dear Heavenly Father. Let it be something that is said on this show today, dear Heavenly Father, will help others, dear Heavenly Father, that will be called to repentance this day, dear Heavenly Father. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you all the glory in Jesus' precious and divine holy will. Amen, and thank God. Well, I want to welcome each and every person that have tuned in today to Joy and Peace Outreach. And we have our first guest on. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine. Do you know who you're talking to?
No, talk a little bit more. Maybe I'll get it. Is it Minister?
I'm going to say this is... Ma'am?
Is this Minister Calvin?
Cliff.
Praise God. Praise God. So glad you could come on today. We have
How are you?
I am blessed. Thank God. Thank God. And I have another caller. Hold on. I want y'all to just don't hang up. Hold on. Good morning, caller. You are now on the air. I want to say good morning to you and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach.
Praise the Lord. This is Evangelist Prophet Bryant calling.
Well, good morning, Evangelist Prophet Bryant. I am so glad to hear from you. So glad you stopped by Joy and Peace Outreach today, because we have such an exciting topic today. And I'm going to just read some things I had jotted down before we start. And when y'all, I have y'all to come in and give y'all excerpts on how I feel on God called us to repent. And first of all, you know, God has called us to repent and confess for cleansing and forgiveness. We need to have that. Have you ever listened to his call? Have you cried to him with all your heart? Or have you complained that he does not hear you? Ha! You know, and you shall seek me, the Lord said, and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. Find that in Jeremiah 29:13. And you know, as I was going through this, for God calls us to repentance, we must not expect God to supply our needs as long as we have not humbled our heart. Cleanse our hands and come to him with a broken and a contrite heart. You know, poison must be removed from the body so it can be healed. So sin must be purged from Christ's body, which is the church. You know, and as I was going through this lesson, and I was, you know, jotting down some things after the weeds are cleared. You know, when you got weeds all around everywhere, the fallen ground is broken up. You pull up them weeds, you break up the fallen ground. And then you find rocks out there after you're breaking that up and found that so the rocks have to be removed. Then God will send showers of blessings. He will minister to our hearts and our lives. You know, heart that grieve over sin will express comfort. You know, we must not expect God to supply our needs as long as we have not humbled our hearts. We need to have humble hearts today. And we need to heed to what Matthew 17:20 says. If ye have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, any shall remove. And nothing, I mean nothing, shall be impossible unto you. You know, this mountain in our lives may be those dirty, lustful, climbing sins that want to cling to us. That means you have to get rid of those. Let's remove or reannounce them through the authority of the blood of Christ and the power of the gospel. You know, through Christ we can overcome. The power of God is at Christ's disposal and come down to us. You know, God calls us to repentance. Let us use this power to defeat the enemy, and the joy of the Lord will be our strength. I'm going to say that again. Let the joy of the Lord be our strength. And therefore, you know, bring forth, therefore, fruitful works of repentance. And today, we're going to go further into the Word of God. And I have three callers on the air. And Mr. Monroe, Mr. Calvin, Minister Calvin Monroe, do you have something to tell us in the audience today about God calls us to repentance?
It's actually clear. Hello?
Yes, we're here.
No, it's actually Cliff.
Is it Cliff?
Call.
Okay, Cliff.
Cliff. Wow. Ooh, you know what? I have so much to say, but my fiance just called me, and I need to see what's going on back at the house. Can I call you right back?
You sure can.
Okay, let me call her and see what's going on. I'll call you right back.
Okay. Evangelist.
Okay.
Prophet Brian, I see your hand up. I know you have something to tell us about God calls us to repentance today.
Well, yes, God, he do call us to repentance, and concern about repentance is to turn away, to come into a repentant heart.
Yes.
The heart's got to be changed. If you want Christ to be the head of your life or to come out of sin and live according to his word. Otherwise, you can't. You, as long as you're in sin, you're still committing.
Uh-huh.
But when you turn from God, you're receiving a clean heart. And as David said in the psalmist, says that create in me a clean heart, renew me a right spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so that's what's. That's what's going to have to take place in a person when they really come to Christ's life.
Uh-huh.
Because that's what God do. He cleans the heart. Now, God look at your heart, and you got issues still in your heart. The issues have to be changed. You have to have a changing heart. And God only, he can change your heart because that's what he do. He come to change the heart. He come to set you free from all your sins that you committed. And he looking for... I'm looking for a man or woman whosoever come to repentance to turn their heart from. As we know that even in the book of Romans, that's the book that referring to when Paul said to the people of Israel, referring to them, was saying that the 10th chapter, and he says that the 9th verse, he said, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth that the Lord Jesus Christ, that the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thy heart that God hath risen him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now, that's a plain answer. If you believe God, and if you confess with your mouth that the Lord Jesus Christ risen from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. And then the part that I'm trying to get to is this part, the 10th verse. It says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. Righteousness means right standing with God. And he says that with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And the mouth is made unto salvation. You have a repentant heart, a heart that you come, let Christ come into your life, and you turn from your ways and accept him in your life, and as a cleansing part from after that, God begins to start cleansing you up, bringing you back into newness. So that's why he said in the book of Ezekiel, he said, I'll take the stony heart out and give you a heart of flesh. I'll turn your old nature and give you a new nature. That new nature is in Christ Jesus. Well, he changes the formality of your life and give you a clean life to walk upright before him. Now, this life that you walk up is not, it's a life that God had to purge you, had to cause you to be to the point that you see him more, not yourself. There's a denial in yourself. You come to the part of repentance, that, but you didn't give up a lot. You then gave up a lot, and the life that you used to live, you don't longer live that life. You live the life of a productive life of Christ, because God worked into your life. He bring you into the knowledge of knowing who you are in him, that you won't serve sin. But we know we all sin and come short of the glory of God. Because uh-huh. areas in our life have to be clean, pure.
Yeah.
And the Bible says that blessed are the pure in heart, shall they see God. That's a pureness. Now, pureness has to be taking place through the heart. God works through the heart. He don't work nothing, but your heart got to be right for
mm-hmm.
him. You got to want to change. You don't want to continue to live as living as the world. You're separated from the world. You no longer serve the world. You're serving God. God mm-hmm. is the one that you're looking to. God is the one that you're calling for. He's the one in your life. He's the one that you're serving. You're not serving the world. You're not serving Satan no more. Satan is not your father no more. God is your father. Jesus Christ is the head of your life. He's the one that made you for what you are. He's the one that transformed your life. He's the one that healed your body. He's the one that said you receive salvation into your life. And areas of your life, you grow in God. And if you mm-hmm. make mistakes and errors, you have an advocate, which is Jesus Christ. And he'll forgive you your sins, because you're not perfect in God. Only the God has to work with you to get you perfect in him. It's a cleansing part. It's a working of a dialogue in your life. He turns things, what you used to do, he turns away from. You don't have the desire to go back to do the things that you used to do, because you are Christ-like. You're in Christ-like. You walk by him. You got to do the things of him. You got to acknowledge him. And he's in all our ways, acknowledge him and direct your path. That's the path that you have to follow. You follow the path of Christ's life. You love him, he loves
yeah.
you. Really love him, like you say you do, you won't turn and go the opposite way. You will keep focused up on God. Of course you're going to get tried. Of course you're going to get tested. Of course mm-hmm. the enemy is going to come and try to do things to you, try to turn you off from God. Of course he's going to talk you to do errors and make mistakes and all. But you have an advocate with Jesus Christ. But also he's going to be not telling you how to live just like him. And there is no condemnation in Christ Jesus who walks not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So you're not condemned. Don't let condemnation bring you down. You make mm-hmm. mistakes, so don't feel sorry. Don't feel bad. Don't hold your head down, but repent of it. Be godly, sorry, and hold your head up and continue to go on. That's the way God look at you, that you want to live for him in right standing. And always been right standards. That right standards in God, in righteousness is right standing. You have a standard. And the right to enter that place with God, because that's the purpose of being saved. We all have tests in our lives, but like you said, you can have God and you can speak the things that's not like God in your life. You can get rid of those things. You got the words in your mouth. Your words is what you govern by. Every
mm-hmm.
person on planet Earth have words in their mouth. Words of that. That's not like God. They got words in their mouth that follow. Who follow God have words of God. You got words. Words get you in trouble. Words mm-hmm. God calls you to put you in bondage. But God's word comes and sets you free. So whom the Son sets free, he's free
yeah.
indeed. So free by the word. The word is freedom. You have freedom
yeah.
to work with. Freedom to give your opinion about things of God, what God said, and what he says, and the things that you don't like about yourself, take the word and cleanse that from you. You don't like how you live it, the word of God will change you. You can't change yourself. It takes God to change you. It takes God
That's
to
right.
clean the inside. expect him to wash you up in the inside. He works on the inside, and then they'll come on the outside. That's where God works. He brings the things that you thought couldn't be, that wouldn't be possible to happen. But he said joy comes one of the things of God. That's what God gives you, joy, unspeakable joy. The joy that he gives you, the world can't take it away from you. That's the way God looks for you to be a son or a daughter who come to God and must believe that God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. So he spread his word to you. He give you opportunity. You got faith in God. When you come to God, he builds your faith. You know, faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes out of the word. The words that proceeded out of your mouth, the words that you want to hear from God, well, that comes into your spirit. Your spirit is the one that gets hold of the word. It's the attributes of God's word. It's like medicine to your soul, medicine to your mind, medicine, the thing that God wants to put into you, be a villain, a son or a daughter. He explained that very word. He said the inches of our word give us life. Give light unto the simple. Give understanding unto the simple people. You are simple in God's eyesight. That's why the heart got to be in your heart. God look at the heart.
Yes,
look at the heart on the inside of you. See what your heart is.
Yes.
Man look at the outside,
yes.
But God look at the heart. He checks every heart. He check your heart out. He know before you ain't say anything out of your heart. He already know exactly what you're going to say and what you're going to do. He already know the thought, your thought. If the bad thought comes in your mouth, he knows that.
Mm-hmm.
A thought of how you're going to do somebody, he knows that. He that's the way God works. He knows the heart of man. That's got to have a repentant heart. If you don't repent, your sins still remain in you. If you don't get it right before, and some people wonder why, well, if he said, let not the sun go down on your wrath. They say,
all right.
Get it right before you lay down. Get it right before you go.
That's right, that's right.
Get it right with that person that you know out there right now that has done something to you. Get it right with them. Because you
that's
don't know
right.
when your time's going in. You don't know what day you're going to be cut off. You don't know what time or what minute.
Sure.
You got to have a repentant heart. That's what God looks at. He searches the intent of the heart. Nothing is hid that he does not know of. Because the Bible is what you call an x-ray technician, and it examines everything. God, he's an x-ray technician. He sees everything. He knows what you're going to do and what you ain't going to do. He knows exactly where you're coming from. He knows the errors that you made. He knows exactly what you need from him. So he deals with people, ordinary people like you and I. He deals with us all.
That's right, he does.
He reigns on the just as well as the unjust. So he has no pick about nobody. But he knows the heart. And he knows what's ticking in the heart. You know what people are going to do wrong. You know what people are going to do right. So he searches. That's the God we serve. He's an invisible God. We can't see him, but he's real, though. His word comes so real. It's examined us. And repentant heart that God look at, you come to God with a sorrow heart and really open up to God, he will take the things out of your heart. And salvation is one of the things that he received from you. If you want him to be, if you want to be saved, you got to repent. You can't
that's
go to heaven.
Right. That's
you can't
right.
go to heaven. You just can't go to heaven. And you think you can go to heaven just because they use the same saying that Jesus died for the sins of the world. Of course he died for the sins of the world, but he looked for you to come to him to repent of your sins. And
yes.
He took the sin on. He came as a sinner into the world. And he took the load of the world upon him. You have the tree of life. Life comes through him. Without the shedding of the blood, there's no remission. So he had to die for us to come to God to be saved. That's salvation. It's free. Freely he give, freely receive. That's one of the things that God is asking every human being. He's not his will for no person to perish, but God, he came and he gave his son that you wouldn't perish, so man had to repent. And the only way you can get to heaven, you got to repent. Otherwise, you still live in sin. So you can't
Amanda, we got another caller on the air. We're going to let them speak a little while. Call
right.
918, area code 918. You're now on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing well. I'm doing well. I come in a little after 10, but what I heard so far, it is really good, you know. You have to have a change. You have to have a change of heart and change of mind to accept Christ into our life. You just cannot come to God any kind of way. You know, he told us to live holy in the process of changing our mind. You have got to seek his word, you know. I mean, how the Bible says, you know, faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So, you know, how you got to repent about that. Even how the Bible says that for we all are sinning, coming short of the impossible sinning. Even how, as John said earlier, that he has given us a way of escape, you know, and he gives us a way of escape through Jesus Christ as we accept him up into our heart. And then once we come up in our heart, our mind has to be renewed by the word of God. And then once our mind starts being renewed by the word of God, and then we are able to go the things of God. I mean, also, you know, even like with the sins, everybody has sinned on that. Even how the Bible said, even that we were born and sinned with us to the ministry, even as it said, God still came to give us life, not only life, he came to give us life and give us more abundantly. And so, yeah, so every day, you have to repent and change it, and then come from among the people who are still doing the things that we're doing. Then once we come to salvation, once we get saved, once our mind is renewed, then we can then to go out and bring somebody else in. So, you know, that is very important as that is repenting and that we have to change our way. We have to change our mind and get more off the word. So, I mean, this is going to be a lesson, but it has been a blessing that occurs to me so far.
Amen. Yeah. You know, as I was going over this lesson, you know, God calls us to repent when we have forgotten who he is. And you'll find that in Isaiah 22 in your reading time. You know, in this chapter, God is reminding the nation of Israel that they have forgotten who he is. Mm. And because of their laziness, they lost ground and the enemy swept in. Though the Lord had great plans for them, they forgot who they were and who their God was. God is wanting his people to repent today and atone for their sins of laxity in order to receive their full inheritance. He's telling that to each and every one of us today. And, you know, and God calls us to repent when we are offended at him. You'll find that in Ezekiel, the 18th chapter, 29 to 32. And in this passage, it says that the people have been complaining about the lack of justice. They're looking at how the wicked prosper and have decided that God is not just because their good deeds have seemingly gone unnoticed. He rebuked the people for comparing themselves with others and telling them to get a new heart and a new spirit. He also reminded them that he is God of mercy and is ultimately responsible for who gets what. The people are to repent of their offense against him and acknowledge his right and his right alone to judge. You know, how many that you know they are looking, you know, we're looking at how the wicked is prospering. And you go and say, well, God, why can't I prosper like that? Well, why, you know, they're not serving you. And I'm doing all I can, but that's what, see, they have not repented to God. They're going about their wicked ways, doing the things that they want to do. You know, but God is rewarding us for doing what's right. We have come to God and repent. And like both of you had said about, you know, on the repentance, we have to have a repentant heart. Don't go to bed or leave that person, and you know you've hurt that person feeling or whatever. Ask for their forgiveness. And if you didn't realize you hurt it, God brought it to your attention. Ask God, please, Lord, I repent. Forgive me because I want to be humble before you. I don't want things to just go on. You know, and in Romans 2 and 4, it said, God, kindness leads you to repentance. You know, you can't keep doing the same thing over and over. Good as God is to you, you're going to come to yourself and say, God, forgive me. I repent to you because what I said or what I did was not right. And, Lord, I'm coming to you repenting. And, you know, God calls us to repent, and also when we are being disciplined. You'll find that in Joel, the first chapter, the 13th to the 20th verse. And, you know, the first several chapters of Joel is an urgent cry for the people to wail and moan because of the desolate of their land. The prophet saw the plague of locusts that destroyed their land as a disciplinary measure, allowing God's warning of judgment to come. He called the people to heed those warnings and return to God with their heart. They had been double-minded, and it was time to repent. You know, God never allowed bad things to happen that will harm us, but he will allow our sin to take its course in order to turn us back, even if it means experiencing some pain. He disciplined those he loved. You know, you just think about that. You know, he's going to discipline us. And we have that little cliche where you have been whipped until you've been whipped by God when you're not doing what he say do. So that means we need to repent daily. And when the prophet came, it was saying how the prophet gave the word. He gave them the warning of judgment to come. And people now, they are not listening to the prophets that God has sent. Because there seems so much stuff going up on the land, but the word of God say, not Satan, but the word of God say, he sent them to give you a warning, to let you know what's coming, what's to come. Not just to get houses, land, and a big fat bank account, but he let you know. Get your house in order. Repent. You know, and I mean, we have so much. I can't esteem that enough. Repent, because people go along every day knowing they've done wrong. You see them doing wrong, and they refuse to go to God and repent. But soon as things turn around different for them, they're wondering what's happening. But sometimes you need, like I had mentioned one while there on the prayer line about the prayer. You know, until you humble yourself, submit, deny yourself, that's when God can come in and grant your prayer and do. But you done went before God. You done went to him and been, you've been humble before him. You asking him to forgive you for the things you've done, for the things you've said, for the thoughts you thought that was not of God. You want a clean heart. You got to come to him humble. You want to come to him with clean hands. You don't want to come to him with dirty hands. You want to come to him with a broken and a contrite heart. And when you think about repentance, I mean, we find ourselves repenting daily, because in the course of a day, somebody might have run past you in front of you, driving down the freeway. Don't look at them and curse them out and say bad things. Say, God, forgive them. They didn't know what they were doing. If they know it was a guardian angel protecting me away from the evil that they're trying to occur. So, you know, we in the course of a day, we go through so many things in life that sometimes you don't even think a second thought. I should repent, because it could have been something you said, something you did, the way you look, the way you answer, that was not of God. And we have to go back and repent. So, you know, today we have to really look at ourselves first on the call to repent, where God calls us to repent.
Yeah.
You know, and we can identify sin and what should we repent from. God calls everyone to repent, not just a select few, but he calls everyone to repent. Well, we have a caller have come on the air. Let me see. Caller, you're now on the air.
I'm just calling back. This is Cliff again.
All right, Cliff, you want to give us a little something on God calls us to repent?
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about the verse that when God says that we should have to pick much to see that he, we can remove mountains. And, you know, I think of mountains as places that we should not go, things we should not do, and, yes, even people we should not even be with. Not being mean or hateful about it, but there's some people in my life that God has literally taken out of my life because they were not good for me. Now, I had to, in turn, to repent to God and say, God, I'm sorry for the time I've wasted dealing with them, knowing I should be dealing with you. And it had been a blessing to me where I had literally friends walk out of my life for whatever reason. Either they couldn't get their way or they were just being selfish. But I thank God for the fake friendships in my life as well as in the real friendships. Because had I not known such and such person or people, how they act, I wouldn't know what to say or think. But I know God has a plan for my life as he does in all his children. But I've got an ex-friend now who literally told me that she cannot stand me. Oh, no, she was mad at me because I am dating the one I'm with now. I'm about to get married very, very soon to my lady I'm dating now. And this other one has a hateful stare towards not only me, but towards my fiance too. And that is not of God. That is really a demonic spirit in this other person. So what I decided to do is pray for her. And he had the audacity, check this out, 2 weeks ago to text me if I wanted to go to a banquet with her as a special guest. Now, she know I'm dating somebody. Why would you even remotely ask that thought to me? You know, you've seen her with me the number of times, you see us together all the time, to ask you, to ask me to go with you to a banquet. I mean, I'm not going to tell you, yeah. I didn't respond to the text. I let her think about it. I even went home and showed her, my fiance, listen, look what this old girl, and we just started laughing because that was just really funny to us. But for her to say that, to ask me that, was not, number one, not cool. But I had to pray for her and ask God to send her somebody who fits her because we didn't fit. But, you know, for the time I wasted with her and everybody else, even my homeboys, they had to leave too. Not that I was mad at them, but God removed them because they were not doing what God has called them to do. And yet I had to repent to God and say, hey, look, God, I'm so sorry. You know, please forgive me my waywardness and help me come back to the place where I first belong.
All right, all right. That's what he wants you to do, repent. Turn away from your wicked ways. Turn away when you know it's something keeping you repent. You're supposed to ask for forgiveness from God. Leave that situation. Now, we have another call on the air. Let me bring them in. Caller, you are now on the air. Good morning.
Hello, Pastor Sadie and everyone. This is Reverend Wind.
Well, good morning, Reverend Wind.
You. Good morning. Good morning. I've been listening this morning, and as usual, it's a very good topic. We've become, a lot of Christians have become casual, need to repent, and don't even realize they need to repent. That's the sad part. But something that came up, it was something Minister Bryant said earlier. It triggered something in me. So I went to the scripture, and it really does relate to this. It's a little bit different flavor, but it relates to what you're saying here, because I see this happening in the body of Christ. In Matthew 5, 23, 24, it says, therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there remembers that thy brother hath aught against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar. In other words, if you're coming to me to praise me, if you're entering into my presence, so it says a gift. So when we come before God, we're bringing that gift of praise. So that's how I understand this. So if you're bringing a gift of praise before me, and then you remember there's something between you and your brother, leave your praise, go take care, and be reconciled back to your brother. Then come back and offer me the praise again. And I see in the body of Christ people repenting to God, but not repenting to those that they have violated. They're putting it under the rug. You see?
Uh-huh.
And so they feel justified because they went to God and said, Lord, forgive me. And after all, the Bible says that if we have sinned, we can ask the Father to forgive us, and he will. You see, in John, 1 John, what is that? 1 John, somebody help me. It slips my memory. 1 John 1:9, 1 John 1:9. Okay, we have an advocate with the Father. Well, and so what I'm seeing is, just to share, just to take a quick minute here to share a situation, I knew some young girls that had been molested by their father. I know this is heavy-duty stuff, but hopefully it'll help somebody. And so he had never repented to them that I was aware of. And so one day, because I felt it in my spirit when I was around them, you know, you just pick up on that stuff, and I sensed that he had been molesting his daughters. And so later I asked, this is months later, I began to mentor his daughters. And so I felt led to ask one, because they had to get past this situation before they could move into what God had for them, but yet their father had never repented to them. So it was like there was no closure for them. There was no dealing with this issue. And they'd never spoken to their father as they become adults. And so anyways, I spoke with one of them, and she confirmed. And so it was a year later, I finally had had enough within my spirit, and I went to this man, and I confronted him. And I said, you've done this to your daughters, and you need to repent. You need to go to them and repent. They cannot shut this and move on with their life. And so he played it down and said, oh, no, it's not like you think. And I said, no, it is like I think. And I said to him what his daughters had said to me. Nevertheless, my point is this. He said, I repented to God. I said, no, you didn't. You can't repent to God. You repent to God when you repent to them. Then now you have passage to God. But without repenting to them, you don't even have passage to God to repent. You see, and so this is happening in the body of Christ. Another situation where a woman lied about a situation. She had touched a woman's daughter inappropriately. Well, when she was confronted, she said she didn't and called the daughter a liar. Years down the road, this woman, the violator, repented to the daughter, but never went back and repented to the daughter's mother and said, okay, I did do this. I sinned and I lied to you about it. You see, so I'm going to tell you what happens. When you do not repent of your sin, even though you may not be committing that act anymore, it's as though you are, because mm-hmm. you have not repented. Just because you quit doing it doesn't mean you have repented. You have to go back to those that you violated, to those that you offended, and you have to make that right. Otherwise, you cannot worship God. You'll never go into your destiny. You'll always live a shorter, how do you say it, a lesser than life that God has for you, because there has been no real repentance there. So that came out strong today. I believe that's for somebody.
Mm-hmm. Praise God, praise God. You know, as you were saying that, I was thinking, my mind was going while you were speaking, and you were saying about repenting to the person that you did it to, then
yes.
go to God and ask for forgiveness. And you know mm-hmm. how ranking you think about repenting and worship. I find it very interesting, a fact in repent. Many times when people was called to repent, it was in the middle of worship in church.
Mm.
When they say, you know, come to the altar.
Yeah.
And repent. They go to the altar and repent to God. But like you were saying, when you change, you go around, they repent and come back to their seat, but three, four of them never went to that person. What they did something to, bowed or what, and repented to them. They went to the altar and repented. But when you look at it, you know they went to the altar. Did they truly repent for what they
yeah.
did or what they said?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, The prophet was in, as I was reading, the prophet was praying and confessing, weeping and throwing himself down before the house of God. And a large crowd of Israelites, men, women, and children, gathered around him. They too wept bitterly. We can weep in front of the altar, but when we get up, we should go, even if it's in the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying it like this because by me being in the working and ministering the prison system, whenever we're talking about this here, the men get up and go to that person that they had did something to, something they said malicious about them or whatever, and ask for repentance and forgiveness. Then they come back up and say, God, I truly ask for your forgiveness, repent. But
yes,
they went to
yes.
their brothers. And I started noticing that more and more. They went to the people. And the women's likewise, somebody that they, you know, had odds against that had never even did anything to them, never said nothing. And some people just do that for GP. They tell you they don't like you. They don't even know your name, but they don't like you. They'll start little rumors, you know, and they get all around.
Mm-hmm.
But then, really and truly, what you were saying that brought it to my mind about how I saw them in the sessions and stuff we had, how they went
mm-hmm.
to each other and repented.
Amen.
And that's so important because you can go to God and ask for repentance. That's good. But when you, like you say, further down the road, you wonder why your prayer have not been answered.
Come on. Yeah.
You wonder why you keep praying about the same thing. You can't. You're not getting a breakthrough. So you got to go back, all in your mind, and say, God, have I truly repented? Have I truly forgive?
Mm-hmm.
Have I truly denied myself? Did I truly submit myself? And when you go back, God's going to start showing you where, you know, Mr. So-and-so, Miss So-and-so, or that little girl down the street, or that little boy down the street you were so nasty and rude to, did you ever repent to them and tell them that you were sorry? And that
can comes... I ask you what she was saying for just a second?
Huh?
No, I was asking, can I ask you what they were saying about the repentance to mankind for God for just a second? She was talking, and I was talking to Mobley Woman that Aunt Luke with T.D. Jakes and some of the few actors that were in there. And I think the guy's name was Clifton Pye. He's a great actor. And, you know, his character had literally molested every woman's name, her character. And when the mother found out, you know, she had a butcher knife in her hand ready to gut him, like, what you do to my child? He kept saying, nah, do nothing to her. She lying. And if you, I recall at the church convention, where he had saw her, you know, he was in tears crying, oh, I'm sorry, I did you in the past. Her character shot his character. But, you know, one thing I thought about this movie, he never did actually repent to the mother before, like the lady said, going to God.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that was the cause of his life being taken from him, because he said, she finally got fed up with the mess that he put her through as a young child. I don't condone violence, but, you know, some of us, even Christians, have thought like that, include myself.
Mm-hmm.
Never did commit any kind of a murderous act, but, you know, just the thought alone was bad enough. Because, you know, God knows my stepfather, he's still alive to this day, the way he did to my mother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 14 years old, I was going to gut him. You know, because I got tired of the act that my mom was going through, and I'm like, Mom, why you put up with this fool? You know, why you, he's going to die today. Now, that was the act to my 14-year-old child.
Uh-huh.
Now that I'm going to turn 40 next May, God willing, I had to literally ask God to help me to forgive him. Now, he did come to me and say, I'm sorry for how I treated you and your mother and your brother. But back then, I said, I ain't forgiving you. But now, I can, and I have, and I did.
So,
yeah, it ain't easy, but it's possible, because
I'm
saying with all things are possible.
That's right. That's so true.
Man, no, I ain't
going to
do that. No, I can't do that. No, what he did to me, but,
you know,
I can't do that. But I'm so glad
we serve
a God and not man.
Woo. That's right.
Lord,
right.
I can appreciate
that
right now.
That's right. And I thank you for that clip, at search, because we do have things come up in our life. We do things or say things that hurt people. We don't realize all the time that we have hurt that people. That's why we have to be so careful of what we're saying and what we're doing to offend the other person. And when we realize we have offended that person, we have to ask that person right then and there, to please forgive me. I repent.
Mm-hmm.
It came out that way. I didn't mean for it to sound that way, or whatever the situation, but go before that person then and get that clear right then and there, because you don't know. You may not, just like you say, live to see next week or 10 years from later. You know you did it. You was confronted. Be truthful. And that's why a lot of people in prison today, because they didn't repent. They didn't say what they seen, saw, or who did it, you know. They held that, then later years, that stuff is eating away with them.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to get to mama, trying to get to daddy, want sister to come, to beg them pardon. You don't want to wait till you're on your deathbed to wait for that person then to come to repent before you release from this word. Repent then. Ask for forgiveness.
Amen.
Somebody else would like to say something?
What I would like to say is just all that everybody that says correct about things that spoke up, that's a requirement. That's God's requirement, what we must do. to live the life that he wants us to live, and we all have to have a repentant heart. Otherwise, we, you know, eventually things going to come, you're going to be confronted with something, regardless of what's in the dark, eventually going to come to the light, which we haven't said, but we said, but we got to give an account of it. Every person has to give an account for every idle word that proceeds out of their mouth for what they do. In this lifetime, we all want to get right with God. And we have an advocate that's known as Jesus Christ, but we need to get it all right before we stand before that great white throne of judgment and see the Christ. The question is going to be made about all what we did and what we did to do. We got to get that all. We're judged by our words, and it's a requirement for all people, repentance. Otherwise, we cannot even see the glimpse of heaven. If we don't repent, how we can see God? How can we come before God without a repentant heart? Now that's your avenue into heaven is repentance. Other than that, you can't go to heaven. As long as you got remaining issues in your life and you got problems, you got things against people, you don't want to get it right, you wait till the last minute, and you don't know when you're going to be cut off, you don't know if you didn't get it right, and you still have a time to get it right before God.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, that you go to that person, Sister Gwen said, you go to that person, get it right, and then you go to God. That's the proper way to do that, because that's what God reaches God. Because the person did it, you did it to the person. You didn't do it to God, but you did it to the person. The person has to be going to ask God to give. That person had to get it right with you, and you get it right. Then you go to God and ask God, forgive me. What I've done, what I've saw, what I've spoke out. And he'll clean your slate clean. He'll get everything right. This is what we got to do in this day and time. We talk about it, we all have to get it all right. Righteousness is one of the right standing in God. We have to get it right before him, because we're going to stand before him one day. No about it. Ain't no ifs. It ain't no ands. It is true. We're all going to stand before that great white throne judgment of God. But we want to have a clean heart. We want to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord. What you done, you know, for him to say that, you got to live according to the life of him. He know we all come short of area. So we know we have an advocate, which is Jesus Christ. We have an automatic go to him to repent of it and be God inside. We make errors. We're errors and make mistakes. But we are human, but we still make mistakes. We still have to get it right.
That's right.
No matter what, you still got to get it right. No matter what you got, no matter whether you got issues against somebody, you don't like the proper way they talk, or you don't like what they say, you still got to get it right with God. And you
that's
still
right.
Got to love
right.
You still got to love that person regardless
all right.
of what they're going to say. The Bible says love thy enemy. It doesn't say hate your enemy, it says love him. No spite at all. Because when you love him like that, you put the heat to coals of fire on that person. That's showing how much you love him. How did they talk to you? How did they rain you down? How did they put the thumb on you? You still loving them because God tells you to love them. Because that's how Christ loved. He Christ loved them. But no matter how they treated him, he still loves them.
That's right. And you know, Evangelist Brown, we got 6 minutes left. And Pastor Wynn, Cliff, and Minister Tanya, you know, When we talk about God calls everyone to repentance, you know, a lot of people don't realize, you know, what repentance is. And repentance is a feeling of regret or remorse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We can have feelings of regret or remorse only when we are sure that we have committed a mistake or a number of mistakes, wrongdoing. It is a feeling of guilt and an urgent need of forgiveness and restoration. And many people do not consider themselves sinners or wrongdoers. They blame human nature or their circumstances doing in their life. But God, our Creator and Master, declare everyone have sinned and is far away from God's saving presence. You know, and when the Lord saw how wicked everyone on earth was and how evil their thoughts were all the time, he was sorry that he had made them and put them on the earth. And you'll find that in Genesis, the 6th chapter, and the 5th and the 6th verse. You know, but God's anger is revealed from heaven against all the sin and evil of the people.
whose evil ways prevented the truth from being known. And you'll find that in Romans 1 and 18. But, you know, God desired that we should accept our sinfulness and turn to him with a sense of urgency and sincerity. And if they pray to me and repent and turn away from their evil they have been doing, then they will hear from heaven. He will forgive their sin and make their land prosper. So today, I hope someone got a little bit of understanding more on God called everyone to repentance, and God calls us all to repent because we all have made mistakes, all have come short of the glory of God. But we have advocate that we can go to and ask for forgiveness, repent to those we have harmed, and then go to God. So today, I really thank you all for coming. We have 4 minutes left. Anybody want to say anything to the last 4 minutes before we close this broadcast for today? Because this has been a wonderful and enlightening topic, because a lot of people don't think that they have to repent. They don't think they did anything. They think if they went to the altar on Wednesday night, Tuesday night, or Sunday, that was it. But you need to rectify with your sister or brother on what you needed to go to God to repent about. Clean that off your heart. That way you can be blessed. Nothing want to be standing in the way of your blessing.
Amen.
Yeah.
Have a clean heart. Have that love that's running in your heart from breast to breast. Yeah. And once you know you've cleaned that out, you done dissect yourself, went through from a child back up, Lord. If it's something that I didn't forgive or somebody I didn't forgive, show me who it is, Lord, so I can rectify that. Because it's something that's holding up my blessing. Mm-hmm. It's something preventing me from getting further. So I want to thank every one of you all for coming on the line and sharing in on the topic of causing us to repent. And Cliff, I want to say congratulations to you.
Thank you.
And God bless you. And
yes,
Minister Tanya, would you like to say anything for our last 2 minutes? You're real quiet today. I know you're taking it all in. You got your paper and your pencil.
Everything, I mean, it was just been a blessing what I heard. Everybody said good remarks. I mean, we just have to repent. I mean, there's no other way. We just have to repent. Even, I mean, how the Bible said Jesus is the way, so we have to repent. We just cannot live any kind of way and do anything and expect God to still use us, you know, and bless us. Like, we have to repent and have a change of heart, a change of mind. So, I mean, repent is very important for us to get to do daily.
That's right. Yes, we do. But I really want to thank each and every person that tuned in to Joy and Peace Outreach today, because it was something you said that helped everybody on the line and those that is listening now or those that will come later in the archive, that they will be able to hear this topic, because they may come in and find out, I need to go back and repent to so-and-so, so-and-so, because I didn't get the full repentance. I went to God on the altar, but I didn't go to my brother or sister and repent. And, Lord, I want to get it right.
Yeah.
So when I bring something to you all on the I went in myself to make sure, God, am I a clean vessel? Have I repented? If it's anybody that I need to repent to, let me repent to them right now, Lord. If I got to call them up, if I got to write them or whatever, I want to have a clear conscience and a clean heart before you, God, because I don't want my blessings held up. I don't want to get to heaven and find all those gifts I could have had here on earth. But due to my disobedience, I missed them. So I want to tell everybody, y'all have a wonderful and a blessed and a prosper week, and hope to see and hear from some of you all during the next week. And just in case you don't come on next week, I want y'all to have a happy, happy holiday, a merry, merry Christmas.
Yes.
You too, Pastor Sadie.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So, you have something for us, Pastor Wynn?
You know, just you got about 46 seconds left here. I'll say this one thing, that there's justifiers, and then there's people who know they're sinning, and they'll admit that they're sinning and admit that they need to repent. Those aren't in such a dangerous place, but it's those who justify their sin and refuse to repent. Those are those that are in a very dangerous place.
Yes, yes.
It's just to say, you give me a call, you know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Will do. Will do.
Have a great day, everyone.
Well, God bless. I love each other, one of you all. Bless. Be blessed.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.